Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
I am Troy Shockley, and this is the Coffee Break Podcast. Thanks for joining our chat today. Coffee Break brought to you by Cochrane Insurance. This is the time on our schedule when we check in with a couple of folks out at St. Peter's South. Always something exciting, something interesting going on out there, and lots of people to meet. And today we're meeting somebody a little bit new to St. Peter's South, a little bit new to the community. We've got Dr. Kyle Moore on the phone. He's a new family doctor out there at St. Pete's. Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we've already said that you're new. I mean, give us a little bit of an introduction. Tell us, what's the Dr. Moore story?
Yeah, well, I think it's similar to probably a lot of people listening. I grew up in somewhat in this area. I was actually born and raised in Idaho. Grew up with a great family. I love potatoes growing up in Idaho, but we, just a loving family that supported education. And I took an interest in medicine and decided to go into medical school and completed my medical training at Pacific Northwest University, which is located in the state of Washington. And through medical school, I was attracted to family medicine, and so I decided to pursue a family medicine residency. And so from Washington, we went to Minnesota at the Mayo Clinic, and I did a residency in family medicine. And then after completing that residency, I did one more year of training in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the University of Utah, which was specific to drug and alcohol use disorders, so addiction medicine. And then after that training, we were looking for some job opportunities, something where I could combine both family medicine training and the substance use disorder training. And we found a home in Helena, and we've loved it so far. I'm married. My wife and I have been together for 9 years, and she's from Alberta, Canada. So we have 3 kids, and yeah, doing very, very good here so far.
Yeah. So you mentioned, sort of falling into that track of family medicine. Why? I mean, what is it about family medicine that sort of made it, this is where I feel I belong?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I've always loved family medicine. Growing up, I had great examples. I had a great personal family doctor and other people that I admired in the community. I love the variety in family medicine. You get to treat everything that you learn about in medical school. You're always learning. You're always trying to perfect what you're learning. There's a good balance between science and communication within family medicine, too, and I really enjoy that. My undergraduate degree was actually in communication, and I think that interpersonal connection is undervalued in medicine. And then you get to see patients over time. And so it's a great fit for my needs. And then the other thing that was really helpful for me, quite frankly, was the fact that family physicians generally don't have to work as many night and weekend hours. And that was important for me being, with a young family.
Dr. Kyle Moore is our guest today. He's the new family medicine physician out at St. Peter's Health. How long have you been out there now?
I've been seeing patients for about a month now.
Okay. And as you mentioned also, addiction medicine specialist, can you explain that a little bit more? I know you touched on it, but can you explain what that actually looks like and what it is in practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So within medical specialties, you can get subspecialists. So someone who may study internal medicine, they can decide that they're going to study the lungs and devote a lot of time and effort into doing that, and they become a pulmonologist or a cardiologist for the heart. So there are different subspecialists, and addiction medicine has evolved to become its own subspecialty. And it's been a little bit more recently when it's been fully recognized as such because of some of the misunderstandings about addiction and some of the new breakthroughs in our understanding of what it is. And so an addiction medicine specialist is someone who has extra training in understanding how drugs and alcohol can affect the brain and how a physician and a healthcare team can help treat that. And so I did that training to do addiction medicine, but it makes it so I'm still capable of treating family medicine patients as well.
Okay, and you mentioned also that your wife from Alberta, so I guess Montana kind of makes sense, right? You kind of bounced around. You talk about your different stops from Iowa, Washington, I mean, Salt Lake City. You were kind of circling Montana before you eventually wound up here.
Yeah, and it wasn't a place that I necessarily anticipated to start with, but when we first started looking at some different locations, it was the perfect geography because it was halfway in between our two homes. And so I interviewed and really was incredibly impressed with the people. Like you said, we've been in many different places, but the people here made us feel very comfortable, and then the job was perfect. I was going to be able to see outpatient family medicine patients, have an opportunity to start an addiction medicine clinic to help the community and those people struggling with substance use disorders. And the more we've learned about the community and been here, the more we've loved it. And so we really feel like this is now our home, and we don't anticipate going anywhere else.
So there are different specialties, as you mentioned. I mean, how common is family medicine / addiction medicine? I mean, it seems like that might be a relatively new, relatively rare thing.
Yeah, so it's a great question. And I think for most people who have kind of a niche or a subspecialty certification in addiction medicine, there are a couple of different ways to go that route. You can go through a psychiatry route and become an addiction psychiatrist, which is helpful because there's a lot of overlap between psychiatric illness, such as mood disorders, anxiety, depression, and addiction. And then the other route is to take a medical perspective. And so people who do the medical perspective generally are family medicine trained, but there's not a lot of us. It's increasing in numbers, but it's definitely a smaller subset of specialists nationwide. And I think it provides a unique perspective. You know, someone who has that family medicine background, they're used to looking at the whole person, of knowing them, of thinking, you know, from head to toe what's going on, and then we do have training in mental health, so it provides a good balance and perspective to be able to see what may be driving the addiction and how to be able to help treat that.
Yeah, so with that, who are you providing care for in the clinic? I mean, obviously, we're not naming names here, but I mean, what's your patient look like?
Yeah, well, right now the way we have it set up and the way that we'll set it up going forward is we're separating it a little bit. So I have my own what we call a panel of patients. So people who choose me as their primary care, as their family doctor, and I see them for everything. I'm seeing them for acne, for depression, for diabetes, for sprained ankles, for biopsy of moles, circumcisions, you know, whatever it may be. And I see those patients on, you know, a chunk in, you know, one particular afternoon or morning in the day, various different slots that I have open for just family medicine. And then for another part of my schedule, about half of my schedule is devoted to helping people with substance use disorders. So on those half days, we block off times for individuals to come in, and they could have a diagnosis of, you know, any number of substance use disorders. So it can be alcohol, nicotine, opioids, meth, marijuana, cocaine, you know, benzodiazepines. There's multiple chemicals that you can become addicted to, and so we see those in kind of blocked off time frames. And for people with substance use disorders, I generally defer treatment of their medical needs to their primary care physician. So if they want to get a prescription for their blood pressure medication, I usually have their primary care doctor do that, unless they're one of my own patients in primary care.
So relatively new. I mean, you're a month in, you've been seeing patients, but I mean, I guess at least till this point, what's the most common type of addiction that you're seeing? I mean, because I guess that gives us a little bit of an insight into the problems that are happening in the community.
Yeah, and Troy, you know, to be honest, I'm still learning a lot about that particular thing. I'm both anecdotally and trying to research a little bit through different records what are the most common conditions here, because it changes regionally depending on where you are in the country. In some places, it may be stimulants like cocaine or methamphetamine. Other places have a high prevalence of opioids or benzodiazepines. Alcohol seems to be pretty consistent across the country with very high usage rates and abuse rates. So I would anticipate that here, and what I've seen so far lends me to believe that it's very similar to other places I've been, that alcohol and opioids tend to be some of the more frequent ones that we see.
So are you providing care to people with things other than substance addictions? I mean, are any addictions, or are we talking just substance for you?
Yeah, substance use is what we predominantly see, but we're capable of treating behavioral addictions is what we'd call those. So those could be things such as gambling addiction or sex addiction. The challenge with those ones is that the medications that can be used to kind of help your brain with withdrawal symptoms or cravings or usage patterns. There's not any FDA-approved medication for those behavioral addictions, but there are medications that can help, and a lot of it is relying on a healthcare team, so having a good therapist, social work, people like that who can help in a transition and getting a peer support community. So absolutely, we'd be happy to treat and see those patients, but it's much less common.
Yeah. Dr. Kyle Moore is our guest on Coffee Break today. He's a family medicine physician out at St. Peter's Health, also an addiction medicine specialist. And I know we got to let you get going here pretty soon, but are you accepting new patients right now?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Accepting new patients both for family medicine and for our addiction recovery clinic. And so anyone who wants to make an appointment to see us, they just give us a call. Our phone number is 406-457-4180, and we usually have pretty quick availability for appointments.
Okay. And so obviously if people are just looking for the family doc, that's okay because you do that too. I don't want folks to tune into the last half of our conversation and think you're only dealing with those addiction issues.
Yeah, correct. I see both, and I kind of make them different on my schedule. It's, you know, maybe Monday morning is family medicine and Thursday morning is addiction medicine, but I love seeing both, and that's why I'm here is so that I can treat diabetes and hypertension, but also treat alcohol use disorder and opioid use disorder.
Well, I'm sure glad that you're in our community. I think you're going to do fantastic things, and I'm really excited to have been able to meet you a little bit and look forward to maybe chatting with you down the road once you're a little bit more established. I think there's some really interesting things that we can dig into.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Troy. We're so excited to be here and excited to be able to help out in the community.
Dr. Kyle Moore, our guest on Coffee Break. Stick around. More from St. Peter's Health coming up. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee. And I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for running along with us this morning. And we're chatting today with some folks out at St. Peter's Health. And once again, thanks to Kyle Moore for starting us off. And now we move to the physical therapy manager out at St. Pete's. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure. Can you, I guess, kicking things off, can you introduce yourself to listeners a little bit?
Yeah, so my name is Jenda Ruff, and I'm the physical therapy manager at St. Pete's, and part of my role is overseeing all physical therapists that are involved in St. Peter's, both in the acute care setting and the outpatient settings, and then being a big part of this new project that we have going on.
Yeah, and we're going to dive into that big project here in a little bit. How many people you said you oversee? You're the head honcho out there. How many folks are underneath you? How many people are you supervising?
Yeah, so we have about 21 physical therapists across the board, and we are adding several more here in the next calendar year.
Okay, wow. Is that because there's just such a need here in the community?
Yes, definitely. Actually, Helena community is very saturated with physical therapy clinics all throughout our community, and St. Pete's is unique in the sense that we can really target some of these specialties, more complex patients, anything from patients that are experiencing orthopedic conditions or some of those more complex that have multidisciplinaries needed.
So you said you're the physical therapy manager. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, you supervise them, but I mean, when you go to work, what does the day look like for you?
Yeah, so I do a bit of patient care. So I specialize in the treatment of patients that have oncological disorders or just diagnoses. So part of my day is seeing patients, and then the other parts of my day is anything from working out new projects like this one or working on different aspects that we can grow in different areas of the hospital, and then anything from the procedural, logistical aspects of management, so working one-on-one with therapists at all our locations.
Jen Ruff is our guest to finish out the show today, the physical therapy manager at St. Peter's Health. How long have you been at St. Pete's?
So we moved to the Helena community in 2016. So I've been in this role just over a year, but I've been a staff physical therapist for the last four.
Oh, okay. And that's got to help moving up from, you know, you're now overseeing people that are doing what you used to do. I mean, that certainly gives you a little bit of an insight into how to do your job better, I would expect.
Yes, most certainly. And it is actually really helpful to still be practicing because, mm-hmm. you know, anything from the littlest thing can be a big thing. And so to be able to experience it is helpful.
So coming here in 2016, how did you wind up here? I mean, what's the life story of Jen Ruff?
So, yeah, we were in Portland, Oregon, and my husband was looking for an opportunity to come back to Montana. So he is at Capital High School and is the athletic trainer and also a teacher there. So his job is really what brought us back to Helena, and then I got a job at St. Pete's and have been here ever since.
Okay. I know Portland. We lived for a couple of years in McMinnville, just south of there.
Yeah, definitely.
Down in wine country. For folks in Montana, I guess I always kind of compare it to Red Lodge a little bit. It's got that same sort of touristy downtown feel. I loved McMinnville. Now you got me wanting to have a glass of wine and go to the beach, Jinda.
There we go.
I think people know in general, but I mean, let's hear it from a professional, get the real scoop. What are we talking about when we say physical therapy? What does that actually mean?
Yeah, so physical therapy, you know, traditionally was just orthopedics. And I think for a long time, that's where our bread and butter has been. But really in the past, you know, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, physical therapy has taken on many different aspects. And in my world, you know, I do anything from treating patients who have had surgeries related to oncology diagnosis, and then also treating the side effects of treatment, such as chemotherapy or radiation. So physical therapy really has a niche in anything from the active athletic population to the geriatric population where somebody maybe was in the hospital or just fell. So we really cover the gamut in anything that has to do with movement.
So how is this a field that you wound up in? I mean, did you start off, were you in high school, were you the student athletic trainer, and it just started from early, or did you fall into this, or what happened?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, I had some injuries in high school that led me into being in and under the care of a physical therapist, but I think it really was when I was in college and I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do and did a little bit of shadowing in various fields and found physical therapy to be kind of a meld of both science but also the art of humanity. And so I just really like that we get to change people's lives, hopefully for the better, and return to that quality of life.
Jen Ruff is our guest on Coffee Break to finish off the show today. She is the physical therapy manager out at St. Peter's Health. And how extensive is that program? I mean, what services are offered out there?
Yeah, so here at the regional center or hospital location, we have all of our specialties. So that's where you would be seen if you have neurological disorders, anything from wound care to general orthopedics and the oncology specialized areas. So everything at the hospital really deals with all those specialty services. And then our other locations like Capital City and then our new location that we'll talk about in a little bit, those are where we really focus on that active adult orthopedic population.
And so who is this for? I mean, who can take advantage of the services that you have?
Anyone. You know, I think anybody that is looking at their life wishing they were maybe more active or are seeing that there are things that they're unable to do that they maybe used to do but have not been able to due to arthritis or an injury, you know, physical therapy is really for everybody who wants to move more.
Okay. Well, and I've had a few experiences with physical therapy. I mean, years ago, I had to go through quite a lot of it. I had ACL reconstruction.
Sure.
What percentage of folks using physical therapy there at St. Pete's, or there for something like that, you know, coming in after a surgery, after a procedure, and then you have to go through that whole, you know, mine was like 6 months of just sort of regaining strength and motion and that sort of thing.
Yeah, a high percentage. I would say that's anywhere from 50 to 75% of our people that we see is a post-procedure type of rehab.
Okay. And there's also instances where physical therapy can be used instead of surgery, right? I mean, more recently, I had an impinged rotator cuff. That was not fun. I honestly wasn't sure that it would work, but sure enough, I got most everything back there. I avoided surgery. Are there a fair number of people using it for that sort of thing too?
Yeah, definitely. It is one of those things where our healthcare system in general doesn't favor that preventative medicine. But I think that physical therapy is one of those that if a physician or a referring provider can identify where physical therapy could be helpful prior to a surgery, potentially it's just strengthening you up so you can be more successful with that surgery. But often we see exactly like what you said, impingement in the shoulder could lead to a rotator cuff tear if not treated. And so, yeah, certainly physical therapy can be used as a preventative model.
Folks learning all about me today. Jinder Ruff, the physical therapy manager at St. Peter's Health. What other rehabilitation services are available at St. Pete's?
Yeah, so we also, not just physical therapy, but we also have occupational therapy in the outpatient setting, and then we also have speech language pathology in the outpatient setting. And then that's just talking about adults. We also see the pediatric population, so anything down to newborns, all the way up into high school, we see that population as well.
So where does this happen? I mean, you touched on it, I think, a little bit, but just circling back to it, I mean, where are the facilities? What are the locations where this happens? Because it's not, you of course do it there at St. Peter's Health, but you do it elsewhere as well, right?
Yes. So here at the Regional Medical Center, we see the bulk probably of our patients. We have a pretty big rehab center just right inside the east entrance of the hospital, and that includes both our outpatient occupational therapy, speech therapy, our pediatric populations, and then physical therapy as well. And then at Capital City, we really try to target patients that are very active, like the active adult weekend warrior. Our athletes are all at Capital City's location, and that's just inside the club. And then our new location, which will launch kind of mid-October, is just down from our North Medical Clinics. And that is also going to focus on those active adults, orthopedics, spine, anything of that nature.
Okay. So the new North location, where exactly is that going to be at? Are you working on, is it a pre-existing building? Are you building something?
Yeah. So pre-existing building, it is the old martial arts building that is just kind of sandwiched on the backside of Goodwill, across from the MRI center, mm-hmm. and just down from our medical clinics campus.
Okay. And what is, you mentioned it, but what is that location going to offer? I mean, is there something different about that place that you don't offer elsewhere?
Yeah, definitely. So this is going to be one of the first clinics to do so in our community, where we offer outpatient speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy all in one location.
Okay. So that's kind of a neat, that's got to be a neat thing for you.
Yes. I think that our ability to collaborate is going to be just taken to the next level by this new location.
And that's going to open when?
Should open mid-October. So because it's a renovation, we're looking at the building turnover here in the next couple of weeks. And then we want to take a couple of weeks to make sure it's ready for patients. But we are looking mid to the end of October.
Okay. That's coming up. I know you know that because the dates are getting closer and closer on your calendar. That probably adds a lot to your plate.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's like, it's so cool to see that building completely transform into a space that's ideal for us to use.
Yeah. Jinder Ruff is our guest on Coffee Break today. She is the physical therapy manager at St. Peter's Health. We've got about 3 minutes left with her, and we were just talking about the new North location that's opening in, about a month or so thereabouts. Physical therapy, Jinder, something that has got to be beneficial to a lot of people. Is it something that you need to have a doctor prescribe for you, or how is this something that people get into? How do you get to the point where you can walk in the door?
Yeah, so Montana is a state where actually you don't need a physical therapy referral to see us. We call it direct access. So a lot of the providers here in the community are able to see people on a walk-in basis. Because we're part of the healthcare system in the hospital, we really try to have that referral just so that we can have the physician or nurse practitioners sign off on our plans of care. But often we will take that walk-in patient and we will just take care of the legwork. So if you are somebody that is looking for physical therapy today, we try our best to accommodate so that we can make sure that you're getting started and we take care of that paperwork leg.
Okay. So there can be something where somebody says, you know what, this hurts, just something isn't right, you know, and they can come in the door and say, hey, can you help me? What needs to be done?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And I know it's probably dependent on the person, on, you know, the issue or the injury, all of that, but just in general, what's the success rate for physical therapy?
Yeah, it is. There are so many factors that feed into whether or not the patient is successful. But I would say, I mean, we just work with the best therapists here in the community, in my opinion. And I do think that they do a fabulous job connecting to what's important to the patient. So if we look at you structurally and say, you know, this, that, and the other, but the patient may just want to get on the floor and play with their grandkids. So, you know, I think that therapists do such a good job of connecting to what's important to the patient.
Jinda Roth is our guest on Coffee Break. We're in our last minute with her. And Jinda, certainly folks listening that could benefit from physical therapy, and I would expect some that probably don't realize that they could benefit.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always blown away with the patients that come in and say, well, I don't really know why I'm here. And then we get to the end of that evaluation and they're like, wow, we have so much to work on. And so it is incredible to look at somebody and kind of consider all things movement and come up with the best possible plan for them.
And if people want to find out more, I mean, obviously they can talk with their doctor, but if they want to just contact you, I mean, what should they do? Who should they contact? Where should they go?
Yeah, so I think we do that all the time where patients aren't really sure. Maybe their doctor refers them to physical therapy and they're like, I just don't know. So we full on are willing to talk to patients as they're considering whether or not physical fits in with what they need. So I would say contacting our main scheduling desk is probably the easiest way. And then from there, they can route them to the most appropriate therapist to talk to that patient about their exact need.
Okay, perfect. Jinda Roth is the physical therapy manager at St. Peter's House. She's been our guest on Coffee Break today. And we're now all out of time. Jinda, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, we'll be back here again tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.